بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاطمه بنت قيس رضي الله عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم completed salah one day and sat on the minbar. He was smiling and said, each person should remain where he had performed salah. Do you know why I have gathered you? The sahaba رضي الله عنهم replied, Allah and his Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم know best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, I did not ask you to gather for any recommendation or warning, but to inform you that Tamim al-Dari radiallahu anhu, a former Christian, came to me, swore allegiance and became a Muslim. He then related to me certain matters about Dajjal, which conformed with what I had informed you previously. He indicated to me that he had sailed a ship with 30 men of Lakham and Judham, and they were tossed around by the waves for a month. They then arrived at an island just as the sun was setting. They boarded a small rowing boat and reached the island, where they were met by a beast, the body of which was covered by so much of hair, they could not distinguish its front from its back. They said, woe to you, what are you? It replied and said, I am Al-Jassasa. They asked, what is Al-Jassasa? It said, O people, go to this man in the monastery, for he is keen to know about you. The narrator says, when we heard it taking the name of a man, we were afraid that it might be a shaitan. So quickly we left and entered the monastery, where we found the biggest man we had ever seen. He was bound strongly in chains. His hands were tied to his neck and his legs were bound from the knees to the ankles with iron chains. We said, woe to you, who are you? He said, you will soon find out about me. First tell me, who are you? They replied, we are Arabs. We embarked on a ship, but the sea became rough and the waves tossed us about for a month. Then they brought us to this island of yours. We used rowing boats and landed on the island. We were met by a beast with a great deal of hair. It was so hairy that its front could not be made out from its back. We said, woe to you, what are you? It said, I am Al-Jassasa. We said, what is Al-Jassasa? It said, go to this man in the monastery, for he is keen to know about you. So we came rushing to you and fled from it, because we were not sure whether it was a devil or not. The chained man asked, tell me about the date palms of Baisan. We asked, what would you like to know about them? He said, I am asking you whether these trees bear fruit or not. We replied, yes. He said, soon they will not bear fruit. He then asked, tell me about the lake of Tabariya. We replied, what would you like to know about it? He asked, is there water in it? We replied, there is a great deal of water in it. He said, soon it will dry up. Then he said, tell me about the spring of Zughar, which is in the south of Syria. We asked, what would you like to know about it? He said, is there water in the spring, and do the people use it to grow their crops? We said to him, yes, there is plenty of water in it, and people use it to grow their crops. He said, tell me about the prophet from the unlettered. What has he done? We said, he has left Makkah and settled in Yathrib, Medina. He asked, do the Arabs fight against him? Yes, we replied. He asked, how did he deal with them? We told him that he had prevailed over the Arabs in his vicinity and they had become obedient to him. He said to us, has that really happened to them? Yes, we replied. He explained, if this is so, then it is better for them to obey him. Now I will tell you about myself. I am the Dajjal, and soon I will be given permission to emerge. I will travel in the land and will not leave any town without staying for 40 nights therein, except Makkah and Taiba, Medina Sharif. These are forbidden for me. Each time I will try to enter, I will be prevented from doing so by an angel with a sword in his hand. Angels will guard every route to the cities. Fatima bint Qais radiallahu anha says, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam struck the minbar with his staff and said, this is Taiba, this is Taiba, this is Taiba, meaning Medina Sharif. He asked, did I not tell you this before? Sahaba radiallahu anhum answered, yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I like Tamim's story because it conforms with what I mentioned to you about Dajjal, Makkah and Medina Sharif. Beware, he is in the Syrian Sea or the Yemeni Sea. No, rather he is in the East. He is in the East, he is in the East. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed with his hand towards the East. From among the major signs of Qiyamah is the emergence of Dajjal. And every Nabi warned his people about Dajjal. And one of the greatest trials to come before Qiyamah will be the emergence of Dajjal. One has to protect oneself from Dajjal through reciting Surah Kahf every Friday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنْ خَرَجَ الدَّجَّالُ عُصِمَ مِنْهُ. If a person reads Surah Kahf on a Friday, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from Dajjal when he will come out. We find before Dajjal, the stage will have to be set. So there will be many, many fitnas. And we can see when we were small, we used to wonder how would a person be deceived by a one-eyed person. A one-eyed person where there will be so many signs, kafara, written on his head. And so many signs that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about him. How would he be deceived? And today we can see that how people fall for actors, actresses, singers, how they go mad for soccer stars, one game, and then they are taken away from salah. They cannot hear the adhan. Person is glued to his phone. We can see how a person is mesmerized and deceived with what we call make-believe, the entertainment industry. So all the shows that how a person will be deceived by Dajjal so easy. The stage has been set. Even children also from small are made to believe in superheroes, supernatural things being done, and they marvel at that. In fact, it's called marvel also. They marvel at it. And so now when Dajjal will come, they will make him a hero. They look up to him like a super person, a superhero. They will want to be with him. They'll want to be close to him. So the stage has been set. And it is necessary for us more and more to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill the commands of Allah, follow the sunnah. Otherwise, we don't know how we can get lost. As it is, we find that in the small tests that are happening, a youngster comes home, he tells his father, I'm not a Muslim anymore. A girl comes home, she says, I don't want to marry a boy, I want to marry a girl. So all these fitnas are happening in our homes, in our communities. We can see how people are being swept away. One theory is taught in school, Darwinism. The theory of evolution, and a person is getting swept away with that theory. So small tests are coming and we're getting swept away. You can imagine when Dajjal will come, how many will be swept away. We have heard ulama say that a man will have to chain his woman folk especially, chain them at home, so that they do not fall into the trap of Dajjal. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala protect us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a special dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from different fitnas. Wa min fitnatil masih al-dajjal, and to be protected from the fitna of al-masih al-dajjal.